From the KRCU Public Radio Newsroom, I'm John Moore. Monday's total confirmed COVID-19 cases in Cape County rose by 9 to 159, according to the Cape Girardeau Department of Public Health. Probable cases remain the same at 34, and there are 3 more active cases, which brings the total to 58. There are 193 total cases. 6 more individuals have recovered, which now brings the total to 132. There are 61 cases outside of Cape Girardeau and Jackson, 87 are within the city of Cape, and 45 are within the city of Jackson. There have been 3 total deaths since April 7th. On Saturday, June 27th, the Cape Girardeau County Public Health Center and City of Cape Parks and Recreation Department released a notice of potential community exposure from a positive COVID-19 case. While performing contact tracing on a positive case reported to the Cape Health Department, it was determined that the individuals who attended activities at the Cape Girardeau Sportsplex from June 23rd to June 26th may have been exposed during certain hours. They recommended close monitoring of signs and symptoms due to potential exposure and self-isolation if symptoms develop. Positive COVID-19 cases around the region widely vary. Scott County has reported 164 cases with 11 deaths. Perry County has reported 134 cases. Stoddard County has reported 136 cases and 8 deaths. Bollinger County has 12. St. Genevieve County has reported 19 with 1 death. St. Francis County has reported 140 with 2 deaths. Mississippi County has reported 89. New Madrid County has reported 43 cases with 1 death. Butler County has reported 99. Carter County has reported 6 cases with 1 death. Reynolds County has reported 2 cases. Ripley County has reported 19. And Wayne County has reported 5. For KRCU Public Radio, I'm John Moore. To get more Missouri news and local COVID-19 updates, visit krcu.org.